They told us by the year 2000 or 2003. So the documents that I'm reading, Jeff, tell us that they're at least a dozen years behind their target date, but they're fast approaching. And they go on to say on page 50, and I want everybody to look at page 50 of the Aquarius Group operations briefing. It is a picture, a page of towers, of cell towers, a variety of towers. And it's important to understand that the NASA war document on page 98 says, typical scenario, takedown of the U.S. using RF microwave radio frequencies, which is towers. So when you look at this Aquarius operations briefing, it connects to the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars, which is a declaration of war upon the global population. We are the enemies. And the NASA war plan, and it further illustrates the massive covert plan for global manipulation, enslavement, and genocide. And I urge everyone to go to stopthecrime.net and look at this Aquarius briefing. And then also look at the newly posted White House document that we have on our website.
All right, very good. Hold on, and we'll be right back after this break with Deborah Tavares. Okay, and we're back. A reminder, the refeed of the program coming up right after this three-hour session ends. Our program with Deborah this hour will be complete, as will the archives as well. So that attack on the Rents Radio Network was able to be thwarted, and we are doing just fine now. It's not the first time this has happened. Okay, Deborah, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Our research took us to Washington, D.C., because in the initial stages of research, many of us were very skeptical that all of this was really happening to the degree that it was. And I think it's important for people who are not aware to the degree of this attack that we were skeptical, and we spent months and months and months. But when we flew back to Washington, D.C., one of our purposes was to go to the Records Department. We wanted to verify Public Law 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520. And it said, Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. The use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. The Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. So I went to the Records Department and I asked for this resolution, and they gave it to us. And I'm looking at it right now. It is about, it's nearly 4 inches thick. And the fellow that was behind the desk tagged certain aspects in it that he thought we would be most interested in. And one aspect of that particular resolution, that it spanned a 11-year period of time. In other words, this was a resolution that was effective between 1977 and 1988. So when we asked, well, what happened in 1988 to extend this? And we were told the Genocide Treaty. The United States entered into the Genocide Treaty after many years of being requested to do so by the United Nations. And the Genocide Treaty creates illegal aspects, and the illegal aspect within the Genocide Treaty is one's own government cannot kill its own people. And we do not have a government. We have mega corporations and banks posing as a government, and it is illegitimate, it is fraudulent, and the United States has been taken. We are no longer under a constitution that has been shelved, and we have been living in an illusion. When people talk about contacting their representatives, we do not have a representative government. We do not even have a representative legal system. The legal system is set up for the benefit of the corporation's bottom line.
Right.
And I can say when we go and we hire an attorney, which is something to consider too, Jeff, because attorneys have to know that the legal system is fraudulent.
Oh, they know.
So when they take on our complaints and file things, they're filing it in a fraudulent court system. And the attorneys know this. They're in a racket. It's a racketeer. And they're keeping us all in an illusion of some type of representation, which we don't.
That's
we
true.
Don't have it.
I know.
And we can see that, because when we're enemies of a state, when the silent weapons, quiet wars, is a declaration of war upon global population, using chemicals and biologicals, taking down our economy. They're collapsing the economy now everywhere in the United States. Every aspect of everything about our existence is under massive assault. They've really, really nailed it. And I can say, in respect to the NASA war plan, people need to understand that NASA and these other corporate agencies are waging war against all of us. When you find out that NASA is involved behind the global warming hoax, which they tell you on page 8 mm-hmm. of the NASA war plan, that this is spaceship Earth, they are promoting global warming. They say there are too many people on this planet. There's no instruction manual. And the solution is eliminating us and replacing us with robots and cyborgs. That's what this NASA plan is about. It is about robots, cyborgs, and humans. And this was presented in 2001 by the chief NASA scientist in July of 2001, just a couple of months before 9/11. And all of the criminal agencies are involved in this, as well as many of the same agencies that are behind the deployment of the global smart grid. That is also thought intrusion, microwave radiation to attack and dice and slice our cells. In fact, we know that it shuts down our cells and causes cell death, all these frequencies. There's no mistake. They know exactly what they're doing. And it changes our genetic makeup. We're being essentially redesigned. So I urge everyone to go to the NASA link on stopthecrime.net. We've posted a tremendous amount of information. I recommend everybody read Forbidden Gate so that you understand the transhumanism agenda that's right here, right now, happening. But more importantly, I urge every single one of you that is listening to understand the effects that have occurred on thousands, hundreds of thousands of people globally, maybe even your neighbors, with remote electronic targeting and government gang stalking. And the corporations sell this technology to whomever wants to buy it. And I can tell you there are many, many people that have been damaged, are being abused, are being targeted through their homes with frequencies. And you need to understand, when I asked many of those people that are targeted, what could we do for you? They told me, mm-hmm. you can believe us. You need to believe us.
Yeah.
We need to believe them now.
That's the
because
truth.
We are all in the crosshairs of a psychotronic weaponized warfare using frequencies. And it's happening everywhere.
Well, you're not exaggerating at all. It's all there. All the technology is there. All you have to do is go back to what I mentioned earlier, that technology, per se, is leaping decades ahead over a period of months now. That's how explosive it is. That's how fast it's going. It's completely out of control.
Yeah, it's a techno death trap. And none of us were consulted if we wanted any of
them.
We're being forced into upgrading our phones, our computers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Many people, of course, certainly the younger people, think this is great technology. They have no idea.
Well, they're drugged on technology. They don't get it. They never were.
Well, they are drugged. They are mentally entrained with the frequencies that they're now spending time behind.
Totally addicted to their smartphones, whatever. They can't
Absolutely.
Be away with it. It is the, no one's,
say,
no one is, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring back the NASA war document because we do need to talk about that. It's so, so important for people to understand the intention behind what is happening with technology. They're telling us that they're going to replace us with robots and cyborgs. And they talk about, on page 35, for
example... We'll end up in zoos for the robots to visit.
Absolutely. And they talk about a flesh-eating and plant-eating robot that will hunt and biodigest. In other words, artificial life will be consuming biological life. Massive corporate profits are here. Absolutely genocide. They're replacing us. And they tell us throughout this document all the methods, all the types of weapons that they are using. They're going to co-opt insects. On page 41 of the NASA war document, they talk about how they will put sensors in and on everything. Many of you may know, but they already have a spray-on nanoparticulate mix that will stick on anything that is vertical. And we have that posted on stopthecrime.net. It's actually an article that came out. Spray-on nanoparticulate mix turns trees into antennas. This has this is already being used. They say that a small company in Utah developed this nanoparticular mix that can be sprayed on any vertical object, for example, a tree. And it can make that object act like a high-powered antenna. Well, this is for tracking and monitoring. They're going to monitor, and they are monitoring, each and every single one of us. This is for global inventory of every single living, breathing, biological, anything that's existent on this planet is under global inventory and being stored in the enormous 1 million square foot massive data collection center in Bluffdale, Utah, the NSA facility. But they go on to tell us that this sprayed-on nanoparticulate makes and turns trees into antenna, but it extends the range of antennas by a factor of 100. So what they're doing is they're creating this weaponized frequency, this tracking and monitoring on a nanoparticulate level. And they're also, as we spoke about last night on the show, Jeff, they're using insects. They're co-opting insects. And right now in California, they're warning us about the new mosquito that is not only carrying yellow finger fever, but dengue fever, and that will have high temperatures, headaches, muscle pains and cramps, and joint aches and bone discomfort, capillary leaking. All of this,
well, this will be a year-round problem because they don't get frost in much of the state, so the mosquitoes will continue. It's endemic now. Once it's introduced into an area, there's no way to get it out.
Well, that's absolutely true, but interesting that all of these symptoms are the same symptoms and many of the symptoms from the frequencies.
Wow.
And I'm going to end it by saying one final thing. This is a quote by the former CIA director, William Casey. We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. So go to stopthecrime.net, download these documents, study what we have on our source document page, because we've assembled the most specific, direct documents to bring you up to speed in this conversation right now. And this is not to promote fear. This is to give you the understanding that we cannot continue by consenting due to lack of knowledge any longer.
Very good. Okay. Well, that's another hour. And I hope people can just hang on and understand that they don't have to absorb all of it right now. They can do it little piece by little piece if they want to. StopTheCrime.net. Thank you, Deborah, very much for being here again. And keep at it. Be careful.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
All right, there's Grandmother Hart at work trying to do her part to wake everybody up. And we will be back with Hour 3 and talk to another fellow on the same mission, Joel Skousen, the editor of World Affairs Brief, coming up next, right after the top of the hour.